Moving right along, Theo Meyer is with us, reporter for Politico, who covers the House and Senate. Theo, no more divided government in America. Free at last. Is that what the Republicans are saying?
Yes. Republicans now control both the House and the Senate for the first time in a while.
Since the Bush years. I mean, since really the George W. Bush years. But it seems to me that this comes with a kind of strange mandate that is reminiscent of 1980 and the Reagan years. I don't know if you were around for that, but give us a sense of what these races mean and what you were looking at last night.
So Senate races were, for the most part, a disaster for Democrats who were hoping to pick up the four, you know, five or even six seats. They needed four to retake the Senate if Clinton had won the presidency and five if Trump had won. But Democrats only picked up one seat in Illinois. Congresswoman Tammy Duckworth was widely expected to defeat Republican Senator Mark Kirk. They lost two crucial races that they had been expected to win, or at least favorites to win, in Pennsylvania, where Republican Senator Pat Toomey won a close race, and even in Wisconsin, where Republican Senator Ron Johnson was considered sort of a lost cause even by his own party just weeks ago.
So, Theo, Obamacare repeal, is that a done deal?
Well, I think that's sort of unclear at this point. I'm not sure that anyone in either party expected to have a unified Republican government coming in next year. So I think it's still very, very unclear what, you know, everything looks like from a policy standpoint in Congress.
And as far as the Supreme Court is concerned, there are huge implications for the court because of what's happened to the Senate, right?
Yeah, Democrats thought, you know, earlier this year when Republicans blockaded them on the Supreme Court, that they would be able to use this issue successfully in the elections this fall. Not only did that not happen, but the gambit appears to have paid off for Republicans. They successfully resisted, you know, Democratic push to get someone on the court. Republicans can basically do what they want at this point, and it seems, at least in the short term, to have validated a strategy that a lot of people had criticized earlier this year.
As you look down the ballots from state to state, county to county, district to district, is this a Trump coattails phenomenon here, or is it just too granular, too individual in different localities to make a judgment like that?
Well, if you look at the House, for instance, Democrats did not have a good night, but the returns were pretty much in line with, you know, the kind of night that Hillary Clinton was having. Democrats, you know, are going to net fewer than 10 seats in the House, which is not great for them. But they did have a few bright spots. They knocked out some, you know, long-serving Republican incumbents in Florida, in New Hampshire, in New Jersey, in Illinois. Even though Democrats did not have a great night, they did not do perhaps as badly as they could have done in a worst-case scenario.
But worst-case scenario, Paul Ryan, Speaker of the House?
On the one hand, he you know, was very successful in limiting Republican losses in the House. On the other hand, he is dealing with something that he probably never expected to deal with in having a President Donald Trump. So his future seems, you know, at this point, completely unclear.
He never expected to be Speaker of the House either. Theo Meyer, reporter for Politico, covering House and Senate races in Washington, D.C. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Kelly, what do you think about Paul Ryan? Toast?
I'm sad because I think people like him and Mitt Romney tried to say the right things at the right times about certain really racist or inappropriate things Trump said, and they're being punished. I think that's a sad statement.
Well, we don't know yet, but will he be punished? You expect him to be punished?
Trump sounded pretty vindictive, right? Like, I mean, there's hints that that's his wiring, so I don't see a kumbaya moment happening between them.
House of Cards in Washington, D.C. with Donald Trump at the top.